Hi, everybody. This is Todd and Joy Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is 25 Tips to Staying Married 25 Years. Yesterday, we celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. We can't believe that we're old enough to have been married 25 years. Even worse than that is we have been dating since she was 14 and I was 17. So it's been quite a long journey together. Recognizing the importance of building a successful marriage, we want to share with you our top 25 marriage tips. The points that we're going to share with you are not listed in any specific order, and it is our hope that these tips will help you enjoy a more rewarding marriage. Honey, why don't you start us off?
Okay, number one, marry the right person. There is only one way that you will know if the person you are dating is the right person to marry, and that is by spending time together. We recommend dating at least 1 year before getting engaged. We dated for 4 years before getting married. Once we got married, there were no surprises.
Number two, make your marriage your top priority. If you are married, there is nothing that should take precedence over your marriage, and that includes your children and career.
Number three, never say the word divorce. If you're committed to building a long-term, healthy marriage, make a vow to each other that you will never say the word divorce or anything else that would leave the other person to believe that you are not 100% committed to your marriage.
And we'll also share with you, and that is that we have been married twice. The first time we got married, we were married for a short period of time, 3 months. And what happened one day is we got in a fight and one of us said the word divorce and the other person said, okay, great. And before we knew it, we had signed paperwork and we were divorced. And so just never bring it up. It's just something that you don't want to discuss. Number four, don't argue about petty things. When we first got married, we argued about every little ridiculous thing. It made our lives miserable. We then made the decision that we would no longer argue about meaningless things. Now, when one of us brings up an issue, we both know it's a serious issue and we take it seriously.
Number five, make a weekly date a priority. This is huge. You want to get dressed up, get out of the house, and enjoy a special time together. You don't have to have a lot of money or spend a lot of money to do this. During these times together, show an interest in the things that are important to each other and avoid talking about subjects that could create tension.
Number six, find at least 30 minutes to block out each day to spend time together. It could be first thing in the morning before work or in the evening. During this designated time, discuss what's going on in each of your lives. We all have a lot going on, but if your marriage is a priority, spending time together should take precedence over all other activities.
And when our children were young, we would take 30 minutes before dinner. Todd and I, uninterrupted by our small children, they would know this was our time to catch up for the day. We made that a priority. Number seven, serve one another. Be intentional. We are both very thoughtful about the little things we do to serve each other. This is about putting the other person's needs before your own. The more you serve and meet the needs of your spouse, the more your spouse will serve and meet your needs.
Number eight, communicate. Effective communication is critical for any marriage to last. This is especially important during difficult periods. Learn your spouse's communication style and the way that he or she needs to hear what you have to say, then communicate with them in a way that is consistent with how you've learned they best receive your message.
Number nine, freedom and intimacy. You know what we mean here, but we think you should make this a priority.
Number 10, and by the way, I agree. Number 10, take care of yourself. This includes everything from your physical appearance to the clothes you wear. Do your part to be an attractive mate.
Number 11, don't use absolutes. This means not saying things like you always and you never.
And, you know, early in our marriage, I mean, this was something that we did talk about. I mean, there were times that I would say to her and she would say to me, you always or you never. And it immediately put the other person in a defensive position. And so we've made a commitment to not use those words again. Number 12, be considerate. This means everything from cleaning up your mess to specifically avoiding doing or saying things that you know may irritate your spouse.
Number 13, Understand, it takes hard work. Building a marriage of 25 years is not easy. We have had some very difficult periods. We have even had to go to marriage counseling to work through some of those difficult periods. Know there will be challenging times, but when they occur, work through them with a genuine desire to improve your marriage.
Number 14, be encouraging. When your spouse is going through a hard period of time, starting a new endeavor, or working on an important project, be there to encourage and support him or her. You should be your spouse's number one fan.
Number 15, always show respect to each other. This includes the way you communicate to each other, the way you talk about your spouse to others, and the way you treat your spouse.
Number 16, make family decisions together. We are a team, and we make all family-related decisions as a team.
Number 17, leave your work at work. When you come home from work, resist the temptation to talk about work unless your spouse wants to hear about it. Instead, focus your time together on subjects of interest to everyone.
Number 18, be the best parent you can be. We make all parenting decisions together. We are intentional about our parenting. Your spouse's love and respect for you will grow when he or she sees you loving and parenting to the best of your ability.
Number 19, give your spouse freedom. We give each other the freedom to do the things that give us pleasure independently. Of course, we don't take advantage of it, but giving your spouse the opportunity to do the things that he or she enjoys is important.
Number 20, stay out of debt. Financial stress is the number one cause of divorce. Sit down together and create a budget that you will both stay committed to, and don't allow yourselves to justify spending more money than you make.
21. Continue growing as people. We are both committed to learning, growing, and achieving our personal best. This includes growing as a spouse, parent, and individual. As one of us gets better, it helps the other person get better, just as iron sharpens iron.
Number 22, love your spouse according to his or her love language. Let me encourage you to read Joy's post titled, Loving People the Way They Need to Be Loved. This is also available as a podcast that you can listen to. So just go to littlethingsmatter.com and in the search bar type in Loving People the Way They Need to Be Loved to learn more about the significance of love languages.
Number 23, show your appreciation. In a marriage, it's easy to take things for granted. Tell your spouse how much you appreciate the little things that he or she does for you. Cleaning the house, picking up the dry cleaning, walking the dog, doing the laundry, cooking dinner for the family, and fixing the leaking faucet are just a few examples. Don't let one good deed go unnoticed.
Number 24, be honest with each other. Once trust is lost, it's difficult to regain, and this adage is especially true in marriage. Being honest also includes being honest with your feelings.
And number 25, don't hold grudges. After you work through an issue, move on and don't harbor ill feelings. We also strongly encourage you not to bring up past challenges. The past is the past. It's been years since either of us has brought up a negative issue from the past.
For those of you who are married, we want to encourage you to review this list with your spouse and discuss the steps that you both can take to improve your marriage. If you are listening to this podcast and you are not yet married, we strongly recommend premarital counseling. We suggested this to both of our married children and their spouses, and they will readily tell you that it was valuable, enlightening, and set the foundation for the marriage they now enjoy. I want to thank each of you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you have any tips or ideas on how your marriage has worked and things that you could share with others in the Little Things Matter community, please share those below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. And remember, you can enjoy an amazing marriage if you will focus on the little things that go into building a successful marriage.